This podcast is part of the Neverland Network, where faith meets video games, movies, and fun. Find more shows like this at neverlandpodcast.com. Our November edition, because I'm really, we only do these monthly, watching movies with my pastor.
Hello.
I, of course, am your Spider-Pan Jeremy, also known for the Fandom Nexus and the Neverland Podcast Network of Podcasts, found at neverlandpodcast.com, where I am considering starting a new one here coming January. Let me take a sip of my hot cocoa. That way I'm not just sitting here holding in my left hand. I have been considering doing a Bible in a year type of thing, if I can kind of get it arranged, because I think I normally listen to the Bible daily, but it'd be nice, you know, to sit down and read it.
Sure, that'd be nice.
And so, but you all, if you want to be able to sit and you need to listen, I'll be doing some readings. I'm going to have maybe Philip do some readings for weeks and everything. And then after we'd read it, we can maybe, if anything stood out to us of what we read that day. But the plan is going to be something at the Old Testament, the New Testament, a Psalm, and a Proverbs.
Yes.
Every day, because there's 365-day plans, and I'm going to read one and do a 365-day podcast that will start here January 1st, provided I get it all doing. Also, keep listening for the Fandom Nexus. I do have a 500th episode planned. I do plan on getting it out there. Things have changed in my life, and I've kind of held off on stuff. And also, we're working on something very special for Christmas over there, so make sure you're checking that out. But anyways, Pastor Phillip's with me.
Hello there. How you doing, youngster?
You're talking to them, not me. But yes.
Well, you too.
Yeah, man. You too?
I assume that you're all youngsters.
Sure, we're going to call everybody youngsters.
In the spirit.
But today, for being a Thanksgiving-themed movie,
yes,
this is our first R-rated film.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I will be censoring the audio.
Ah, good.
Even probably for the those of you who are members on Patreon or part of the Red Circle exclusive. I don't think I have the setup where I can have exclusive membership yet. But either, at least on Patreon, I will have the audio of the film slightly audible so you can listen along, and I'll try to censor out. There's at least one scene I can remember. There's F-bombs.
Yeah, it's the only one that has that.
Yeah, between one scene. And then there's also, but you won't visually see it, but no. I think it got the R because there's the taxi cab they get in. There's a lot of very perverse photos in the background.
You don't see it unless you're really, really looking.
Yeah, but on high definition screens and big screens, you can tell.
The thing is there's a few words here and there.
Yeah.
But it is one of my favorite movies. I watch it a few times in the week of Thanksgiving usually while I'm getting things in order. I just love this film. I just don't love everything in the film. I'm that way about a lot of movies nowadays, unfortunately.
And even the scene with a lot of F-bombs is pretty funny.
It is funny.
It's funny because you can relate.
Yes, everybody can.
You can very much relate.
And I'm not talking about using the word necessarily.
It's just being that frustrating and having everything going wrong.
I'd love to say I've never lost my cool. I would love to say I've never used filthy communication out of my mouth to use a biblical translation. But the truth is
human.
We've all lost our cool of some sort at some time.
And if you're saying you haven't, then you've just lied.
Yeah, or at least
you've got another sin.
Even if you haven't said that loud, you've said it in your heart.
Yeah.
You know? And that's so that's why I think we've all been in that position where you just want to lose it.
Yeah.
So
But this is available on Paramount Plus currently.
Yeah.
But this came out in 1980.
And I think Netflix, too. At least it does sometimes.
Well, when I did a search for the overall, it only showed up a Paramount Plus, and I think the Roku or Paramount Plus through the Roku channel.
It was at least in August.
Paramount kind of probably stepped in and said, this is our movie.
It seems to go there every few months.
Right. But this was from 1987, directed, written, and produced by John Hughes.
Yes.
Bred out by Paramount Pictures and Hughes Entertainment. Cinematography is by John L. Peterman. The score and music is by Ira Newborn. Made with a budget of $15 million, filmed for 85 days in locations like Batavia, New York, South Dayton, New York, and scenes in St. Louis, Illinois, and Woodstock, Illinois.
Yeah.
Released November 25th, 1987, the day before Thanksgiving. Now, we mentioned it was made for $15 million. Oops, I wish I had a thing to scroll this down a little better. There we go. It actually domestically grossed $49.53 million. Cha-ching.
Especially for back then.
Worldwide is mentioned another $49.53 million. No wide international box office noted, apparently, from when I was trying to do my research. So overall, I guess the domestic gross is the only thing we really have.
And ironically, the film that was going out around that time with it was Running Man. Ironically.
And, yeah. In the opening weekend, it made $7 million. Over $7 million. Wow. $7.01. Of course, starring Steve Martin as Neil Page,
yes.
John Candy as Del Griffith, and Lila Robbins as Susan Page, Neil's wife. Michael McKean makes an appearance as a state trooper, Kevin Bacon as a taxi driver,
yes.
and a racer, and then Dylan Baker as Owen, which Dylan Baker, you might all know from the original Dr. Kirk Connors, that they never got to turn into the Lizard.
That's right.
In the original Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, he plays a small, small role.
Yeah.
In there. Remember, he's when he's, you'll see, he's holding
the Lizard. Oh, yeah, he's all snorting and everything.
Yeah. But, and then one of the Lawrence brothers, remember, was it not Matthew Lawrence? It was, you know, there's Joey Lawrence and all. There was the middle one. He was also on
Joey, Matthew, and
I don't remember the other one.
And the other one.
The other one.
The other Lawrence brother.
This is the middle one, the one who would end up being on Boy Meets World, and he was on, he's on Mrs. Doubtfire. But this is when he was really, really, really little.
Yeah. Yeah. Cannot think of his name at all.
I think it is Matthew. Maybe that's a small one.
Matthew Lawrence was the other one, though.
Okay.
I think Matthew Lawrence Joey popped up on Different Strokes when he was really little. Matthew Lawrence popped up on something else when he was really little, too.
Joey was on...
Give Me a Break. That's what it was. Not Different Strokes.
Give Me a Break.
Different Strokes was the little red-haired kid
yes.
that ended up in Terminator 2 as the one friend.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that John Connor kid, I think I saw him, you know. Had a very small part. But at least he lived through it. And then was also very well known for being on a show called Eat My Shorts, a Nickelodeon show about being on camp. Or Salute My Shorts, not Eat My Shorts. Salute Your Shorts. Because I guess your underwear get run off the flagpole in a camp.
Isn't that fun?
But I've got other notes I'll bring up as we go, but I'm going to go ahead and hit play now. I may have to adjust the volume. I got turned up awful loud on us. Made during Paramount's 75th anniversary. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So this film is now considered a Thanksgiving classic, and many families watch it during the holiday.
Yep.
Sprays is one of the best road trip comedies ever, thanks largely to the mismatched buddy dynamic between Neil and Del. And I totally see you and Seth.
Yeah.
Because Seth can have his grumpy mode.
Yeah, I connect with John Candy's character here.
As often, yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty much a John Candy.
I am in a lot of ways. I really am.
Because you like you.
That's right.
I still need to watch that documentary. I need to watch it.
I like this.
Oh, I love this guy who's like going to every different angle looking at this ad.
Even
I understand this now. Having worked in television advertising and the local TV in the past, I can say now
at
because now
credits,
I no longer work
that's
there.
That's what he's doing still.
Oh, that's right.
It's eating Thanksgiving dinner right there doing that still. I tell you that because I doubt anyone's going to stay and watch.
Yeah.
I love him too.
But having your work in an ad.
He came right off of Ferris Bueller to do this. That guy there played the dad on Ferris Bueller.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it might have been opposite. No, it was Ferris Bueller's first and then this, because that's also where he got the lady who played the secretary of Ferris Bueller to come here and do the plane scene.
I love the way he almost looks like he's going to say something.
I'm the airport scene.
And then
he
sits and he's looking around, opens his mouth.
And he's all like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
But see, I've had people have to review an ad I made like that.
Yeah, it's
annoying. I had to wait to, you know, of course, what I'm doing now, I don't know, because if y'all haven't figured out, I no longer work at KQ2. So confident he is.
The surprise guest appearance here, he had been on with John Hughes on another film, and one where the guy and this girl, you know, are expecting. And anyway, you'll see him here in just a second. This actor here, you know, a guy who's on almost every movie. There he is.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. He just got done doing a film with John
Hughes. Yeah, he was listed as being the taxi driver racer, but he's racing him to the taxi.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I used some AI to do some research and it didn't get quite everything right. But yeah, Kevin Bacon, man.
He's great. He's got that grin.
Mm-hmm.
I love the music, too.
Yeah, I'm doing the groove to it. Couch dancing.
You got the wrong guy. If you haven't caught on, this movie I know very well.
Well, other than that, like you see Kevin Bacon just kind of dancing through the traffic and almost not getting held up, and then Steve Martin's running into people. And
yeah.
That run he's doing.
Trying to hold up the suitcase.
Oh!
I love how you turn and see that, what tripped him?
Yeah.
Oh, a smug look.
Yep. Only Kevin Bacon could give that smug look like that.
Now go fight some graboids. Turns and looks, and there it is.
Del Griffin case.
Del Griffin.
I don't know what you call that case other than huge.
This guy's got some bright eyes, man.
He does. How about the ladies loved it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Them bright blue eyes on that feller.
Oh, jerk.
And while they're talking about it, that Dell shows up.
What a jerk, $50. And from back then, 50 was a lot. That's like 100 now almost.
Oh my goodness. Meanwhile, you thief. Close, I'm an attorney. And there goes the cab. And the guy takes his money and runs, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just goes.
Waits for another cab.
He's like, I got your money. Well, I didn't get any the cab. It's up to you now. Dun, 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 dun. And later on, they replay that. Hey, it's my cab. Pull over. They replay that in this music later on.
The way he's running and running around the middle of the street makes me think of the old 1960s Batman movie.
Me too.
Don't worry, Robin will be faster if we run.
I love it. They crushed
there goes
the
his briefcase. Squish. Crush.
Like a sandwich.
See, that's why Heather doesn't like it. It's stressful because you want him to get home and all this stuff keeps happening to him.
I love it.
But that's part of what makes him relatable because you're like, man.
We've all been there.
We've been there.
And he kind of does a lot of this to himself because he's so unwielding and unfriendly. No people skills.
I mean, Dell's got his problems.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, he's a likable guy, at least.
But he's bendable to a point.
Yeah.
Which is what makes John Hughes so brilliant. He took the real Steve Martin. Steve said, he wasn't the only one, said it was
the Home Alone house.
That's it. I think it was done in the same neighborhood and everything. But anyway, they said that this is the first time that Steve really played who he is. exaggerate a little.
Yeah.
But that's who he is. There he is. There's the Lawrence kid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's Matthew.
Yeah, I think you're right.
One of our cats is going to try to make a pest of herself because she wants food, which is still a half an hour away. All right. Yep. Sit on my leg and be a good kitty. There you go. So the reputation of this film has grown over the decades. It's celebrated for blending slapstick humor with genuine emotional resonance. A recently uncovered deleted bus sing-along scene from the 4K Blu-ray shows how much improvisation and warmth was in the original filming.
Yeah.
I think it's them singing the Flintstones theme, are coming up later.
It was what I love. And I like the other song that he was trying to sing, too. It's a Frank Sinatra song.
Oh.
But look at that book.
The Canadian Mounted.
They sell that book online. I don't know if it's the actual book or just the cover. But I know what it is.
They should sell some dirty books in the airports.
I know. I don't know personally, but I've heard. I love him.
You stole my cab. because when he pops up at the street.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love this little list. It's a lot longer than they made it.
Yeah.
Slurpee.
See, he's trying to be nice.
I knew you. I do that all the time. I knew you.
Yeah. Well, how do you not love John Candy?
Oh, he's great. He said, talking about John Hughes, I hired Steve to be Steve and John to be John.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. Just not that they're not acting. They are, but they're being themselves and letting their personal character
bleed into the characters. Yeah.
It's brilliant. People don't do that very often.
Oh.
Here we go.
I love it.
You even had movies that try to be like this a couple of times. I had one a few years ago with Robert Downey Jr. and someone else, but I don't remember who. But it wasn't very good. It was just okay. But it was really trying to be this a lot.
Oh, goodness. Oh. So the original cut was 3 hours and 45 minutes, had many subplots that were later trimmed.
Yeah. The wife had a lot more at the time.
Yeah. There was a subplot of where she thought he was having an affair or something.
Having an affair because... Yeah. So she was so glad to meet him because she thought he was kind of made up. He seemed unreal.
Yeah.
Which it makes sense. But now see that guy on the other side there?
Yeah, that old guy.
He's on tons of stuff.
Yeah. Home Alone, even.
Seinfeld. He's on tons of stuff. He's great.
He's got all kinds of earrings, dangly ones.
Yeah, your dangly ones. See, John Hughes and them, they use those people a lot.
Yeah.
John Hughes, the producer and writer of Home Alone. I've told you this a lot, but John Hughes was one who either wrote and directed or produced and directed or all three. This is one of the five that he did all three.
Did everything, yeah.
Also been, Oh, Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller. And after this, did Uncle Buck.
Mm,
and there was one other. I can't think of the name of it.
This is so horrible. The thing is, people actually do that apparently on planes. Just take their shoes off. And
I can understand if you're on a long trip. When I went out to Israel,
that
was like a 20-something hour trip. That's a little different.
No, he's waiting for that sock around.
I still didn't do that.
He's got the old guy asleep on him as he's trying to read a book. And hacking, coughing on him. Horrible, horrible. So Candy and Martin often improvise. According to accounts, Hughes let them riff, leading to some of the film's most memorable and heartfelt moments.
Yeah. How would you like to wake up to that?
John Candy staring right in your face.
It's saying that.
$6 says, and yeah, and other features. Is there another Wichita?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not going to say no, because it seems like some cities, or whatever you want to call it, towns, there seems to be one in almost every, in certain, like for instance, Columbus, that's in nearly every state.
Nowhere he goes, Dell shows up.
Love your wife.
Sweet Lincoln Ballard.
That's a great line.
That's ridiculous.
He's outstanding.
Ben Stein.
Oh, yeah, Ben Stein.
Perfect role for him, too. He's calling the flights. There will be no flights to Chicago due to severe weather. Man, I'm glad I've only flown like once, you know, going to Disney World and back, because I've seen a lot of nightmare footage where the wing is being held on by duct tape practically.
Oh,
it's, and screws kind of coming loose in wings, and people get footage of them. I'm like, yeah, I'm afraid to fly anymore just because airports can be a mess. The whole flight thing can be a mess. I kind of don't want to fly.
Well, I've flown a lot, but the worst one ever was after having brain surgery just a week before.
Your head must have been killing.
Technically, it was very foolish for me to do so, but we were going to lose money, a lot of money, into the Disney, and so I did it. It was a hard trip, a very rough trip, but I'm glad I did it.
Poor guy sleeping on the floor.
That's rough, man.
Reminds me, actually, that Pursuit of Happiness movie with Will Smith, where they're sleeping in the airport, or was it a bus station bathroom?
I don't remember. I don't remember, honestly.
Oh, man, that's a rough movie. It's a good ending.
Yeah.
But, man, it's rough getting there.
Yeah, here's the one.
Yeah, here's this but ugly
this,
old
this
taxi
driver.
Again.
This driver was originally going to be Kramer, originally.
Oh, that'd have been hilarious.
But he did come back and play Kramer. He played Kramer when they were doing the TV show on Seinfeld of just called Jerry. And he played...
Yeah, you get a pretty good look at the...
Yeah, and that's... But they played... He played Kramer on there.
He's so creepy, this guy.
He is creepy.
He's been in a lot of different things.
A lot of shows.
Little small bits.
Well, Home Alone, he plays the cop. The one who's eating the donut.
Yeah.
And gets stuck.
Yeah, and he's stuck inside of his mouth and stuff. Yeah. Okay. I had to think about it. Crazy Woman, Line 2.
Yeah. Yep. Hold on.
Yep.
And a hyper.
Mm-hmm. All this stuff, and he's got Garfield air fresheners hanging in the back.
That's a darn rare thing. Ooh, that car is all rusty.
Well, it's not the rust. It's the, are you talking about one
parked
over that one over there? It's the taxi cab's all a hoopteed.
Oh, I know.
Speaking of, like, there was the devil thing, and it's coming up later, the devil costume scene, which is iconic, but Candy actually was in a devil costume, was not written originally, and it was actually improvised after executives saw Candy goofing around, and Hughes leaned into it.
That's great.
I'm almost gone through all my fun little notes.
That doesn't surprise me, man. One thing I like is, I like this, right?
Del Griffith is Howard.
Yep. He's just so likable.
Yeah.
$1 million short of being a millionaire.
Can't remember at what point he starts selling, like, shower curtain rings.
That's why they all know him. He goes around doing that.
But he does it in a weird way. Like, he's selling, like, their earrings and stuff.
You'll see why. Oh, God, watch this here.
Yeah.
That reminds me of some old uncles of mine. Always look for the good news, which is good. That's a good thing. But
and they get their card switched.
They get their card switched up. Yeah. Same type.
He should have read the name on his card.
Yeah. But when you're tired and you know, all that comes in play. What I was going to say was they had all that almost 4 hours worth, but I like that they cut it down to the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Because I had a guy one time on YouTube I was watching who was talking about, at first he wanted to see the whole thing. But when he started reading it all, he read it and read some of it back. He said, it really is the best it could be just cut down like this.
You don't need a 4 hours or the
time.
It'll start getting stressful because it's like, oh my gosh, when is he ever going to make it home? You know.
And it's just, I think John Hughes did perfect. But John Hughes wrote the whole thing in one weekend in a hotel.
Yeah, it's a very odd cab, right?
Definitely unique, we'll say.
Yeah.
That's a kind way of saying it.
Like a unique rabbit. You know how you catch a unique rabbit?
How's that?
Unique up on it.
Oh, shut up.
You know how you catch a tame rabbit?
A what?
A tame rabbit.
No, how's that?
Tame way. Unique
I
up
knew
on it.
I knew it. You devil. Yeah, I almost brought the Funko Pops I have of these. They're a lot of fun. They're dressed in the, you know, Don Candy's characters in the blue. See, there's the...
Oh, and there's where you get the shower rings. There are all these shower rings.
Look how hairy, my goodness.
Okay, and then look how furry I am. I can't say anything about Steve Martin. I am furry.
You may look like a Wookiee, but at one time I had...
But you smell like one, too. Okay. Oh, no.
I've had this stuff happen before. Long time ago, I was in a hotel, and I went to get out of it, and this type of thing happened where everything looked dirty and gross, and,
Although she left him, didn't it? Wasn't that the thing, or...
I'm not going to go there. You'll see later.
I forgot.
Yeah.
I know he's like, you find out he's actually homeless. It's kind of weird how he kind of figures out that Dell's homeless, though.
Yeah.
He's just,
those old beds. Good grief. Even the pictures are kind of...
This is so horrible, though, like what Dell has done to this bathroom.
They had a scene that was cut out of that, too. I was reading about it, and it was this whole thing about it.
Yeah, one little washcloth for him to dry off with.
Because when you watch it this way, you're like, well, how did he not know? Well, apparently, Dell goes in there when he's in the shower at one point to get some stuff, and anyway.
Yeah. Did Dell wash up in the sink or something?
Yeah,
or?
Something. Yeah.
It's like, how... Well, Hughes actually chased real snow for authenticity, which made production difficult, but gave the film a real winter trip feel.
Yeah, it does feel that. You almost feel cold at times.
Those shots in the Chicago airport with that snow coming down. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something else, too. There was a scene where he goes to open up the beer after everything shakes on that bed. He goes open up and...
Kaboosh.
Yeah, everywhere. It's just fun.
This always makes me think, the way Steve Martin's trying to lay on his right side, my nose would clog up if I slept on my right side. I have to sleep on my left side.
I roll all over the place.
I end up rolling all over the place, too, because sometimes I have to. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about the beer.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know why they cut that scene out, but I guess it's not necessarily, I mean, they talk about it, but it might have been funny to see him going, push, you know.
Here we go. He's very impatient. The other one's too much. But it does go to show you a lot of times with people. You have to be patient and you know, I'm always saying, you know this, you're probably tired of hearing it, but golden rule, doing to others as you'd have to do. And that goes on both sides, all sides, really. Doesn't matter what we're talking about.
I'm surprised he didn't actually accidentally set that book on fire when he's trying to read by his lighter.
I'm trying to remember if they said this was the actual Home Alone house or if they said it was in the same neighborhood. I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's the same house, man, when you look at this.
It looks very similar. If it's not, it is so close.
And it is supposed to be in Chicago. So.
It is. But I couldn't remember if they said it was the exact same one or if it was in the same neighborhood. But either way, it's
the house
right there.
Built the exact same way. I mean, goodness, but it looks like the same
one. It's the same way with Ferris Bueller. They used one that was right there by it. Mm. It's a beautiful house.
What is he scratching? Do we even want to know? Oh, my goodness.
Well, she looks lonely. That is annoying. He's affable, but good grief.
Yeah.
But kind of thoughtless.
Yeah.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this here in a minute.
Sorry.
What's this here? He doesn't attune.
18?
They've been a haircut.
I never got that before. You're not a very tolerant person.
People are nowadays. Yeah. You can't even say anything without. I was trying to figure out what.
I even let you pay for the room.
Yo, this is where he starts going and stretching it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so cruel.
He just goes way too far this, ranting at him.
But so many of us go into that. I don't mean like that, but we go into that, they're being mean to me, they're not, and then we go off. I mean, look at his eyes.
It's that hurt mixed with anger that he's got going on that John Candy just...
That's it. I've seen that meme many a times. So I'm a lot like John Candy, but I share the birthday with Steve Martin.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't share a birthday well either.
The Jerk. That's what, you know, that's the first movie he did. Uh-huh. And in the same year, the Muppets movie.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, me too.
You interrupt too much.
Me too. Me too.
I like me.
Yeah. Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I like it. He's like a legit, but watch, it's like a kid here. Watch this. He's so great. He lays down. Yeah. He's got his own little guy. Then suddenly he turns on, make sure he's looking. That's almost like a little kid, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
I love it, though. I love how it shows both the good and the bad on everybody, because we all have it, every bit of it.
And you realize, like, you know, you're not a bad guy.
No. Just we do bad things, all of us.
Yeah.
All have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah. This brings you to something else. You know, we always get into something biblical.
Uh-oh.
God places people in our lives for a reason.
Yeah.
I've seen this kid on something. I want to say it was that movie. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to say it was that movie, Summer School, but I might be wrong about that. Maybe it's not that. He looks a little bit like David Spade, but from
he does kind of a long-haired young David Spade.
Yeah. It's not him, but it looks similar. Oh, I want to... Hurt him. I can't stand a thief. I don't mean literally.
Yeah, especially cleaning their money out and they don't even notice. Treat. Man. Well, Neil, uptight, and Dell, warm but intrusive, represents two very different personality types. Their forced journey together becomes a lesson in patience, empathy, and sacrificial friendship. Biblical parallels, Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born in adversity.
That's it, man. I mean, that's so nasty. The
back in baby's arms.
the Cracker Jacks.
The Cracker Jacks and all this gross stuff stuck in him.
I'm trying to figure out what the picture is on his... it's chickens. Or roosters or whatever.
Yeah, like birds. It's some crazy Hawaiian style. This is so funny. It's so horrible. He kisses in the air. I mean, that was an improv thing, and Steve Martin's trying not to laugh there a little bit,
too. It would be difficult.
Yeah.
They're so funny. And they got a different kind of humor, too, both of them.
Yeah. Why did you kiss my ear?
I love this.
Here's your other hand. Those are pillows.
That's so funny.
That's very Steve Martin, the way he reacts that way, too.
And he's all like,
But I love this conversation. See, yeah, it's that Bears game.
Be a man.
Yeah.
They're going to go all the way.
There's people talking about the Bears this year might be able to go, too. The Bears have been better.
They're confused.
Yeah.
They were. The Broncos have surprised me.
Yeah, the Broncos have been good this year.
They surprised me.
Yeah.
All the way. I hope not. Oh, watch this one. Just make you sick.
Oh, is he soaking in the water and there's like stuff in the water?
Stinks, what it?
Yeah. Oh. Dale's socks soaking in the sink. How did he not see that before he started running in the water?
Uh-oh.
Oh, and he's the drain everywhere.
Jockeys.
Take your socks out of the sink if you're going to brush your teeth.
That's nasty.
Well, see, it doesn't quite have the garage, but maybe that side bit of house was torn down.
But you tell us the same kind of, if you go to neighborhoods, like this neighborhood that you're in now, they have similarities.
Yeah, there's a lot of houses with this exact same design. Suburbs, man, suburbs.
Oh, they're beautiful. I like how the ladies dress back there.
The waitress.
Yeah.
This waitress outfits. Mm-hmm. Well, the over weird crazy hair and the blue eye shadow
that
stuff.
That reminds me of.
That's so diner style.
Yeah, old fashioned.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Kiss My Grits.
Exactly. Well, she just passed away this year, didn't she?
She was. And the other one did, too. The one who played Alice earlier in the year passed away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas shows, the lady who played Kiss My Grits was, she was on Gremlins.
Gremlins, yep.
I didn't recognize her all those years.
Although he's got Dell's card.
Yeah.
This is where he finds out he's got no cash because he got robbed.
That's right.
And he's going to blame Dell for it.
Which, you know, I mean, he's the only guy who's been with him, so you kind of understand it. Poor guy.
See, every time they start to get along, something bad happens.
That happens sometimes in life. That was I think it was part of the scene with the whole beer, the bed thing. It seems like that was where he went. I don't remember if it was for the secrets or what it was, but it was something he was after. I love this.
What? This is empty, too. Yep, that thief made out like a bandit, literally.
I love his hair in this movie. So funny. I love this. This is great.
That's such an iconic shot of them two sitting on the case like that, though.
Yeah, it's great. Look at all the old vehicles.
Yep.
Gus's here it is. Son,
here it comes.
The old Chevy. That should have been the answer right there.
Yeah, this is so horrible. They get in the back of this truck in this freezing cold weather.
This is where I get the line I say all the time, and I mean it, but...
John Hughes knows how to introduce a problematic brilliant. Character.
Almost has that Christmas story feel about it, you know? There he goes.
Ew, it's so gross. And it's such a different character from when you see him as Dr. Connors and Spider-Man.
And everything else he's done.
I'm on one. And that snort. Ew. And he does it right before he shakes his hand. Oh, my gosh. So gross.
The bill.
Got his wife in there with the baby. He's like, get your lazy behind out here.
That's terrible. Here it is. Here's the line. Isn't that something? I say that all the time. Isn't that something?
Not that guy.
Not that guy. This guy. Isn't that something? It's such a stupid thing. Isn't that something? Everything's something. Yeah. It's a thing.
Ain't that something?
45 miles in that cold.
Yeah.
Ooh, watch this.
Gloves. Yeah, this is where the dog comes out, isn't it?
Yep. Oh. Terrifying. I love this.
Bark, bark.
It does look cold.
Shepherd.
It really does look cold, man.
Yeah.
It's terrifyingly cold.
Man, that Chevy's just barely holding together.
Look, there's
old Amish horse
folk.
And carriage.
Kind of neat little town, though, I got to say.
It's funny cutting to this because the dog you just saw in that other shot was just all happy and riding along in the truck. I think we cut the shot and the dog freezing.
That's hilarious.
So Dell, despite his outward cheer and stories, carries pain and loneliness.
Yeah.
His vulnerability reveals a more profound humanity. And that, of course, could be found in James 5:16. The film shows how being known and accepted, even in awkwardness, is redemption.
Right.
Oh, it doesn't actually have the verse for me here. It just mentions to go to find the verse. I'll go look that up.
Yeah. Boy, he's really hoping to be rid of you.
Yeah, sad. But I understand it.
Did they ever say how he managed to pay for a ticket? I guess it was an honest card. Mm. Let's see. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power to prevail.
Look at that. Family ties.
I don't see how that necessarily relates, but okay.
Family ties right there on the...
Yeah.
On the
oh, my goodness.
U.S. or us or however that is.
Very 80s music.
Yeah, I like it. It does. In fact, it kind of reminds me of the Casio type stuff.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Doesn't it have that kind of sound?
Oh, and the train breaks down.
Well, just today, we were in a sermon, so we never know why God allows us to go through things we do, but we just need to remember to follow the Lord, because you never can tell. Yeah. He has a reason. In this case, God is making him. take a stop and help someone else. And really, it's for the best.
Well, this reflects life's trial. Sometimes God doesn't just take us straight home. The trip refines us. James 1, 2 through 4. Perseverance produces maturity.
That's it. We don't always get our way. In fact, it's for the best in most cases.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've gone through that many a time.
Yeah.
Don't get my way. It's like, why, God? And God's like, be quiet. And you'll find out.
Yeah. Heck, I'm going through it now. And I was waiting when you were preaching today, I was waiting for you to mention sometimes things get stopped because you found yourself without a job. I'm like, yep, that's where I've been all month.
I mentioned things without trying to get too on the nose.
Yeah, you know? But I was sitting there, I was waiting for it. It's like, that's exactly where I'm at right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, that big old
clods,
case.
The clods of dirt right there.
And that field.
Ugh.
Well, it's, you know, right after having harvested, so it's all just dug up.
And think it's probably cold as heck.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard. They're hard.
It's late November.
Yeah.
We're getting a kind of a nice late November here in the Kansas City area.
We're very blessed.
Hope it stays nice next weekend while we're in Silver Dollar City.
Yeah, I hope so for your sake.
That'd be nice.
I'm glad you're getting to go.
I want to ride some roller coasters.
I'm really glad you're getting to go.
I'm just going to go for it. We probably maybe shouldn't, but you know, I already bought and paid for it. We had money we'd set aside to be able to take a trip. So I'm like, I need it.
I think you do.
Heather needs more of a break. So she's like, don't drag me around everywhere. And
ooh, my hand is tightening up here.
I figure we'll have enough shows we can sit and just hear him play some bluegrass Christmas music. This old guy over here.
Yeah, I like
that. He's got a mouse crawling out of his box. Two mice crawling out of his box.
I never noticed that.
Yeah.
Here we go.
His little pet mice or something.
Here we go.
Trans Missouri. They're in Jeff City.
Jefferson City.
And it's a bus. Oh, this kid being annoying, running up and down the aisle. Oh, my goodness.
My dad would have made me sing a whole other tune. I eat peanuts. Boy, that can get salty.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. But
these people just making out and everything over next to them.
That's gross. Check that out.
That's weird. Just like.
Yeah, this is bizarre. Pizza movie.
Well, we already know Dell's a bit pervy because he's reading that book. So.
Pizza movie on a plane. I don't think so. But I got to say this. If you don't want people to see it, why are you putting that right out in front of everybody?
Yeah, you're just right on a public bus, you know, just doing all this. Ugh. This does remind, riding the bus, like in drinking stuff, reminds me of that one time we were going to Eureka Springs.
Yeah,
we rented a bus, or we had a church bus, and I got a big drink, first stop we made, and oh my goodness, I had to wait till the next time we stopped, and my bladder was loaded. And even after I thought I got everything out, it didn't take long before that big drink just was still filling my bladder up. And I was dying the whole way down, trying to read a Spider-Man comic and stuff.
I remember that. Yeah. 91.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. 92.
Something like that.
92, because Batman Returns was about to come out. It was a week before.
Was that Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. When we went to Rome, my dad was singing that because it took three coins and threw it in the fountain. That's the fountain there.
There we go.
Of course, I started singing that. No, I'm kidding.
Yep.
Da, da. That's very much me.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah, but
that's the kind of time. This does remind me. When I was just talking about this earlier today, that I went on that UN pilgrimage with a bunch of people. I think that Flintstones T-shirt. I had the Barney Rubble hat that I think you had gotten me for my birthday or something. And I actually had the Flintstones soundtrack with me. And I made sure before I got off the bus that we played the Flintstones movie soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
it was the year the movie came out. The 94. By the way, with it was that summer and everything. But I got because I was wearing a Barney hat. Nobody knew my name. They would try to get my attention. Barney. From the hat. And it stuck. I was Barney the entire trip.
That's great.
Even the Swedish girls that we met up with in New York and everything called me Barney.
Barney. That's cute.
And they liked me. One of them, I think, had a little crush on me, too, because the thing is, when they would talk to each other in Swedish, some of the other American people that were there would get all irritated. It's like, well, we don't know what you're saying. I would just, okay, well, you want to talk to me? Then you'll talk to me. So I would just let them have their conversation. And I would just do the thing. So they liked me.
Galaga. I didn't even know.
Galaga, the arcade games.
I recognized that before. Oh, I like the song. That's very 80s. Look at little pig.
All these little kids.
How cute. That's a sweet thing.
The phone.
Oh, look at the freckles.
Oh, his daughter being thankful he's coming home. Speaking of what, the movie setting around Thanksgiving encourages viewers to think about true gratitude, not just for a holiday, but for relationships, second chances, and journeying companions. So Thanksgiving isn't just about the food. It's about recognizing the people God has put in our lives, even the unexpected ones.
That's right.
Don't have a verse reference for that, but the Bible's full of being thankful. Mm-hmm. You know, that's actually all the things I have in my notes, too.
Well, just today, in the sermon, I was just, you don't have no idea how many verses I had about being grateful.
Oh, poor Heather's got to sit in grade.
I like this.
Yeah.
I used to have hair like that.
You can kind of catch that little bit where he's not having known him in years. And it's only this, it's them. Oh, it's figure of speech. It's like, no, he's actually homeless at this point.
I used to have hair like that, didn't I, Jeremy?
Back back in high school.
My hair always curled like that.
Yeah.
In front.
Oh, yeah. No matter what I did. You did it on purpose to curl in front.
Eventually,
like
when I was a little older.
Back when you had hair.
Yeah, when I had hair. Right now, I'm completely bald.
Yeah. You're in your Lex Luthor phase.
I am.
More of a Kingpin phase, though, really.
Yeah, really.
At your height and everything.
Yeah, size. Yeah. I'm trying not to hide my scars anymore, but I won't always be bald, you know.
Here he is trying to slit off from him again.
Mm-hmm. This is the part that usually irritates viewers. They're like, just stop doing that. You know, he's done some good things.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the point, is that we're, not to say we're better than, but most of us are more friendly, and we've loved him already.
Yeah.
Not everybody's that way.
Dale's just a very lonely man, and he's just thankful to have someone to travel with.
He's had friends with, you know? Didn't have a buddy.
Now, did they show how he got the cash?
Because he was selling the shower rings.
As earrings. Oh, so was I not paying attention when he was doing that?
You were reading the
thing. Oh, I was reading the thing. Making sure we add commentary to everything. Yeah. But he's a really good salesman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's filled with helium. The little clear ones is filled with helium.
Oh, yeah. Make your head feel lighter.
He lied. I mean, there's no other word for it. He lied to these little girls and told them they look like they were 18. Yeah. That's all he knew to say.
This is the scene, isn't it?
Yeah. He finds out that the reason why the car didn't work was because he didn't have his card. That's basically what it was. They sent him out there and his card didn't clear.
Oh, okay.
But still, I don't know if that's exactly what's going on here, but either way, it's gone.
Well, so I would be upset if I'd rented a card pre-scheduled.
And they're already gone.
Yeah, and you got to walk all the way back to their front office now.
But treat people with a little bit of kindness. And
Oh, that'd be horrible. And this it's over. He's lost it. And he threw his ticket.
Dumb.
Oh, that ticket just flew back. Okay. Yeah, make sure you have that ticket so you can say, hey, there was no car at V5. Please get me another car.
Now, you see those license plates? That was the old maroonish Missouri license plates back in the day.
Mm. You know what I think really rips some of this off, though, is and Meet the Parents of Ben Stiller, his big thing. I'm through with the whole luggage conversation when he's on the plane and he has his freak out. I didn't say I had a bomb. I said, it's not like I had a bomb. You said bomb on an airplane. Bomb, 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 bomb.
Yeah. It's
the same thing.
This part here. Oh, you see his briefcase is stuck up there. Oh,
and there goes his hat. He's lucky he didn't lose his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, but see, everything happens for him is worse when Dell is gone.
Yeah.
Somehow another Dell, although Dell's problematic to be around, at least none of this stuff happens when Dell is around. Oh, tie up around his ears. Oh, Edie McClurg. She's so great. She's probably passed away. I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's still around.
That's nice. All right. And here's where I'm definitely not using any of the audio of the movie because it's about to get F-bomb friendly.
Almost looks like a WWF logo.
Yeah, right? It does.
WWE.
The M for the rental company. Gobble, gobble, blah, blah. You got to love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Cena McClurg was always fun.
Yeah. Remember she was on
thinks he's a righteous
Hogan's
dude.
Hogan's Family and all that?
Yes.
And she was a voice on the Goofy movies and all. She was the wife, I believe it was, of Pete or someone.
Yeah, I think so.
She's one of those people.
Yeah. This is where a lot of F-bombs all of a sudden right here.
Oh, really?
See, this is why I try to make sure if I have a complaint at a place, I'm going to be polite because I've been on the other end of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm upset, clearly, and I'm going to tell you why I'm upset. But if you communicate with them, they can usually fix it.
Yeah.
So it's better like, okay, so this has gone wrong. Can we do something? Work with them.
I also try really hard to think, like if I'm the one receiving all that, I try to think, well, they may have been through something I don't know about. But that doesn't mean that they have the right to get in your face either. So you threw it away.
Yeah, and that was a dumb mistake.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because he lost his cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she kind of appreciated saying that back at him because the way he's been acting. I mean, I understand being upset, but you always have to remember, okay, if I come up there and grill somebody out, it doesn't help to fix it.
Yeah, no.
If he had kept his rental thing, there was no car in V5. Would have been it. He could have fixed the whole thing. There was no car there. So I don't know what's happened, but I need a car, please.
Uh-oh, here we go. See, this is cool again. Yep. Never learned.
Yes, I know I'm in St. Louis.
He's just so curt.
Oh, and he's about to get decked in the... Oh, hi, kitty cat. Bam! I like the way his eyes flutter.
Yeah.
And here comes Dell.
Like a melon.
It's like he makes things worse for himself, and then when it's at his bottom, Dell shows up and bails him out every time.
Look at those brows.
He's got eyebrows bigger than mine. It's very 80s music.
You know what it sounds like? So River Denver, the Red River Valley.
All those great old red Missouri license plates.
Red River Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that red, almost maroon, but not quite. Yeah. It's almost there. Ooh. I love this.
And just when you think everything's going to be fine, though, this is funny how this goes, but it's also horrible. when he says, "Oh, I got a Garneau sweat."
And he goes, "It's pretty looking." Twiggler, so does a Mighty Stream.
Going with the flow.
But then you find out part of that's because he had his card.
That's right. Yeah.
He used his card to do so. That's part of it. Yeah. See, he's annoying.
Mm-hmm. I kind of understand that because with those automatic things, sometimes it's hard to find just the right spot. Sometimes this does remind me a lot of the Monsters
with his weight,
Incorporated.
You gotta be careful, man.
Oh yeah, the Monsters Incorporated thing where they had Mike's new car,
and then
Sully gets in there and is doing the same thing, trying to figure out to adjust.
That's John Goodman, and that's very close. John Goodman, John Candy. A lot of comparison there. Different types, but great. First, like a bugger, practically impossible. He said, "I love it." To break it, like, yeah, right.
Lovely.
It's one of my favorite lines. As you can tell, I love this movie. It's one of my favorite. I'll be watching several times again this week.
Well, please leave the shoes on. Oh, this is horrible. Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling as you do in it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Larry Bird shouldn't say
that aloud on this podcast. True. It's a funny line. It's very dated.
Larry Bird was one of the greatest of all time as far as basketball.
It's so terrible and so funny, though.
that sound is funny. Believe it or not, I have to be silent a lot at home when I'm in pain.
Mm.
Here we go. Bending him up
Splat.
To the window. Oh, it's annoying. Don't do it.
That's so horrible because you know what's coming.
Yeah, you know it. Well, even if I didn't, I wouldn't do it.
Oh. This is jamming little tune, though, here.
Yeah.
Little Ray Charles here.
I listen to this a lot. I used to work out to it. Barbecue the people to mess around. Do the mess around.
Everybody do the mess around.
I love it. He's doing the fake little
stuff. Yeah, he's doing his little dance thing.
Now that is me.
Oh,
I got it.
Yeah. That's very much you. off the road.
Whoever was doing the driving, that stunt driving and all that, they were going crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Charles is one of the best, man. Man, I was noticing that the hubcaps stick way out.
Yeah, they do.
It almost looks like something you'd had on like Ben-Hur or whatever.
Yeah, or like a James Bond car where you're going to, put the blades and take out somebody else's car. Oh, and he's not even holding. Okay, now he's got the wheel.
Gee whiz, what's wrong, babe?
She's just being silly and running around. That's what cats do.
He's having fun.
Even having a great old time, and there's, Steve Martin over there just sleeping. Oh, this is so terrible.
You said Steve Martin, and I swear to you, I thought you said Dean Martin. I'm like, well, he's great too, but that's not well, it's because you're dancing that you're getting hot.
Yeah. Well, not the fact that the, back seat's on fire. So it's getting warm.
Getting there. I love this.
This is so terrible, but it's so funny.
They used to have those weird looking little knobs on the side.
And the little thing you'd have on your jacket. Whatever,
They still got some on certain ones. Not like that quite, but I remember having them on.
They were on a hubcap.
They're on another, it sounds like. Take it easy. Oh.
And he doesn't want to wake him up to say, "Can you get me unhooked from this thing?"
Oh, he's embarrassed.
Yeah.
He's just trying to do it on its own.
Now,
the thought
would be to pull over, but no, he doesn't think to pull over. He's just got his jacket red stuck in both sides. Can't steer. He's not even thinking to slowly apply the brakes.
Yeah, that's what I would do. He's too embarrassed. Watch this. This is funny. He's steering
with his legs.
Legs, basically.
Had an ex-girlfriend that would do that.
Really?
Amber.
Oh, yeah. But, man, that's dangerous, really.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this show and heard me say But she was talking about doing that. Oh, and there's the exit.
Yeah.
Is this where he's driving the wrong way?
This not yet. This sets it up, though. See?
Yep. Spinning and spinning and spinning. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so awful. Are we there yet? What's happening? Yes, I'm
fine.
Yep.
He ripped off part of the little latches, or what you want to call it. What do you call it?
The funny thing is, he's driving away. The parker's back on.
Yeah. Now he's going the wrong way.
Now he's driving the wrong way on the interstate.
Giving you a heads up. What's that? Yep. Two big semis. That's what it always gets to me.
It's like worst possible thing that could happen.
I don't know what I would do if I saw that. I did see it kind of sort of once, not quite like that, but we had an old man one time and right off Highway 69. Where was it?
And you can see the smoke starting to rise out of the back seat every once in a while, too.
Sure.
So you can see like the smoke back there.
It's just subtle.
As they're having
this
whole
thing.
Subtle.
So you don't forget.
Going the wrong way.
I love this.
He says we're going the wrong way.
He's going. Watch this. He sticks with the drunk thing here. It's so great. Watch this.
Hey, thank you.
What a moron.
And here comes these semis.
What a moron, he said. Uh-oh. Now he sees it. There's a road in between them.
the look of panic on Steve Martin's eyes.
It is so good. Here it is. The two skeletons.
Go between them? Are you crazy? There's there's the devil shot. Right. That is funny. Oh. There goes the luggage. Boosh.
We had something happen like that when we were on our way to Florida when I was five, sort of. We had our
I love the fact their fingernails are all dug into the dashboard and stuff.
Just a little overboard. I love it. And I actually saw this happen when a guy got in a wreck. Mm. Bent that happen.
Steering wheel down?
Yeah, because his chest hit it. And he was hurting. His chest hit it and it bent it forward all the way. Oof. And it reminded me of this movie.
This car coming is probably going to hit his luggage. I can't remember if they see it or not and go around, or are they just going to plow right into it? Yep, he's not. Swish,
barely.
Swish.
Can't blame them.
Yeah. I don't know why you bother honking at people, you know, that like, oh, yeah, they know they lost their luggage.
Look at that.
bump that out. No problem. It's funny that you see them also when they're in the skeletons in there, because they remind me a lot of Marv in Home Alone 2.
Yes,
getting electrocuted.
Me too. I'm sure they use some of that, you know.
We can laugh about it now because we're all right.
He's trying to get it all under.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that where I've been in trouble. I'm like, right, Dad, right? Yeah, it's all okay now, right? No.
We can laugh about it now because we're fine.
You'll laugh about it later, boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Try to make him feel bad.
Yeah.
You know,
trying to get the pity points.
He's like that little kid, you know. He really is a lot of times.
And what is that other chunk that he's pulling out? Is that part of the car?
Yeah. It's either that or it's a part of the, I'm not sure if it's a rolling thing. I think it was the thing it was attached to. Sure. Uh-oh. Yeah, the light.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And
flame on.
Yeah. See, this is where you're like, oh, you knew there was a setup when he's like, I'm going to put my wallet in the glove box.
Yes.
Which is weird. Like, who does that?
I know some who do. I have a family member who does it all the time. He's always does that. And it's not always the glove department, but it's always up front. And it's come back to bite them before.
I'll bet. I keep my wallet on my person.
Me too.
Okay, if I've used it, then I'll put it in the door right next to me if we've gone through drive-thru. Now I'm going to have people hunting me down after I go through a drive-thru. They'll be like, hey, his wallet's in the side of his door. We can trick him to getting out of the car.
The way I sit down is just my home.
And this is where he just has the insanity laugh. He's lost it now. He's gone.
I love this, too. This is where we get to talk about Houdini in a moment.
Yeah.
No, it's still to you, buddy.
Good luck turning the car in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used yours. Oh.
He lied.
They just accidentally swapped it at the hotel. Yeah.
He's so good. I like it. He stole it, telling nobody.
That technically would be identity theft.
There you go.
I love that.
Uh-oh.
Where's your wallet? In the car. In the glove box. They're both burning. They're looking over there. Just the weird sideways shaking he does to him is hilarious.
You mad at me? Bang.
Oh.
And he tripped and fell. Oh. I'm assuming it's smoking even.
As they drive it in there.
I always assume that's what they had to do, and this is just me guessing, that they had to take snow and throw it in there or something.
Yeah,
you had
to put the fire out. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, goodness.
Because these guys slugged him in the gut. Then he was hung upside down. Mm. It chains and stuff in the water, and he had someone's probably yelling at me on there. Yeah, it's just, no, but his, I can't think what you call it right now.
Flame retardant outfit or
no,
something?
No, inside your, can't think of the name of it. When it burst.
Your appendix?
His appendix busted inside. And when he was trying to get out, he couldn't. And he couldn't.
Golly.
Yeah, it killed him.
Oh, wow. We were talking about Houdini. Oh, yeah. This guy, though.
He's on a lot of stuff.
He's in a lot of different things.
It's one thing I love about these types of directors. They use a lot of the same guys.
Yeah, and I think, is he even the one who's in, am I thinking correctly, I can't think of the actor's name, but he was in the Something Wicked This Way Comes as Mr. Dark?
No, it wasn't him.
But
he looks similar.
He looks similar. But, yeah, but, oh, man, I cannot think of everything I've seen him in.
You're thinking of Jonathan Pryce or
something. Yeah, Jonathan Pryce, yeah.
But he's been a lot of things. Oh.
But this guy, he's...
That doesn't sound right. He said, I hadn't changed my underwear since Tuesday. He goes, I can vouch for that. That doesn't sound right. There you go.
I cannot think what he's been in, but I know he's been in a lot of stuff. I feel like the guy's been in a Marvel movie or something.
He might have been.
It's amazing that car still works.
Yeah. Good watch.
So sad. $2 in a Casio watch.
I love the way he does
it. I love displays it out like that.
Oh.
Roy Orbison painting on the wall.
Oh. I know where you know him. We know him from Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's De Niro, the lawyer. Mm-hmm. I knew he was some sort of villainous-ish character.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and he was on Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, Jurassic Park, Air Bud, Jurassic, let's see what else. Quite a few other things.
This is so sad. He goes, tries to sleep in the car. There's really nothing to keep him warm out there.
He's on Gung Ho, a few other shows.
Aw.
Sad.
Yeah. Aww. His heart's in the right place. He's just a mess. Is. And he managed to get a 2-bedroom and like, you know what? Why didn't you ask Del if he would like to stay in the other side already?
Because you let his emotions get the better of him.
Yeah.
We can do that. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Don't be a jerk because you're going to feel guilty about it later. That's the thing. It might feel good for a moment, just like with almost anything, even giving in a sentence stuff. It will feel good for only for a moment.
Yeah.
And then you're going to feel guilty.
You're going to feel horrible.
As sin. Yeah. Look at that oxen or whatever that is,
the
cattle.
Big bull or whatever on the door. It's the weirdest hotel, I swear.
It is.
Roy Orbison, cheesy painting on the wall.
It is. Very,
bulls on the door.
Very crazy.
Somehow I think that hotel owner out there working the front desk is going to die on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Just cleaning out the liquor cabinet at the hotel.
Look at that.
Stuff that he's
I didn't even
carrying
behind
with him.
Look at all the liquor behind him.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
There's a slew of it. Doritos. And to think, in 93, he would
play
be.
The Jamaican bobsled team.
And he's good
be the coach.
That.
And he's making the Jamaica jokes.
He's good. One of the last films he did. Oh, this part breaks my heart.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. He was a great actor. The way he kind of did that little giggle and looked up, that's so real.
This, we can laugh now because we're all right.
Yeah. It does remind me of camp. You, me, and John, and Seth, and all. You know? They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
So well,
I feel like
it
was summer camp.
It reminds me of when you and Seth was in that tent and water had gotten on the one side. I had to sleep in the water.
Yeah. I've had too many bad camping experiences. Yeah. And Heather wonders why I don't like tent camping.
But it was fun anyway, despite that. I had to sleep in the water for you and I had to sleep on the stump, too.
Yeah. Oh, golly. I usually either get a stump or a root or something.
Yeah.
The cabin we stayed in this last time, that was nice. We actually had a pretty good camping trip.
Big bullhead there.
The big bull. So I know the big cheesy bullhead.
It is cheesy. It has those Garfield looking eyes. Here we go. Oh man, it looks melted. The whole thing.
Amazing how that car's still running. If they can get it unstuck.
Uh oh.
And boosh.
Uh oh. Well, aren't you glad they didn't get your credit card number?
Yeah.
Not that you should do this. It's wrong.
Huh. They're just gonna run, hit and run.
I'll be honest. I don't blame them so much.
Yeah, with all the other stuff gone wrong, it's like, okay.
Da. Just remember the Red River Valley.
Yeah.
That Red River Valley.
I wonder what the name of this motel is supposed to be. Bullseye or?
I'm not sure.
That's signaling term with his hands.
Look at the wheels.
We're just wiggling. You'd think
the
tires would have melted off.
Look at it all.
Yeah, they had to put a spare on apparently back here because that looks like the donut. This other car looking. Yeah. That looks like Susan Sarandon.
That kind of. She's too big for that, though.
Unless you just really like John Hughes movies and want to do a little cameo.
Uh-oh.
Here's here comes. Yeah, and this is.
He was a bigger role, too. Michael McKean,
yeah.
This is after Laverne and Shirley. And even This is Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
And quite a few other shows. He was great. It still is great.
And somehow managed to marry Annette O'Toole.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Still is. He's a good songwriter, too.
What are you driving? Yeah.
I mean, he was in the theater this year with the Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that second Spinal
Tap. Well, I'll be getting it soon when it comes out.
Of course you will.
I really like him. Yeah. Again, he's like a kid trying to get away with something.
Yeah.
He's a salesman, after all.
Yep.
See, he's trying to get away with it.
And that grin.
I know it.
Radio still works. Clear as a bell.
They're shocked. What?
We really want to go home, officer.
He didn't buy any of it.
Yeah. How do you explain that to the rental company that not only did you melt the car, but it's impounded?
Oh, and he's peeing on the side of the road. I didn't even catch that. That's funny. He's peeing on the side of the road.
Is that really what he's doing? I thought he was just standing over there.
It looked like that's what he's doing. Maybe I'm wrong. That's what it looked like. Maybe I'm wrong. Now showing today. Or no show today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Somehow managed to get a hitch ride on the semi.
This guy was on my shows, too, that is in there.
Although you were just sitting up there.
Yeah.
In the back, in the freezer part. Yeah. At least you're moving.
Oskanagan.
Oh, they're in St. It doesn't take 3 hours to get from St. Louis to Chicago, I don't think.
It's a little while.
Well, the luck they're having, and he's in a semi. Well, they're semi drivers. They know how to get hauling
booty.
I don't think
they're in St. Louis anymore. They're somewhere else.
Yeah, they've long passed St. Louis. They've got to be less than 3 hours away from Chicago. Granted, Chicago's, I guess, on the other side of Illinois, but really, anyway, St. Louis is on the border to Illinois. I mean, they already have to be at least halfway across the state.
Oh, my gosh. It's Oskanagan. There we go.
It's Oskosh, but or bagosh, whatever. I need a drink of something. I'm going to go get up and get a root beer out of the thing. I won't be able to hear the movie, but I can. That doesn't stop me from talking about it just because I can't hear it. Sort of like not having any facts doesn't keep people from having an opinion. Just because I can't hear the movie, don't mean I won't talk about it. Yeah, this is where they finally split up, and this is where he's. It doesn't fully explain how he suddenly realizes John Candy no home.
It comes to him.
When he comes back for him, though, you know. And
it shows scenes of memories here.
Yeah, because there is little bits of dialogue that kind of give you a hint.
This part here where he says something about next time, let's do this. And he says, I hope there is not next time. And you can tell it kind of hurts him, but. Oh, they hug.
Yeah, they had their drunken bonding at the hotel.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Really, we take so many things for granted.
Yeah.
You know? Look at that. Catching his breath, and thank goodness.
I've been on those Chicago trains that are partial subway, but they're above ground.
Yeah, the elevated trains, they call them. They call them L's.
Yeah, the L train. Mm-hmm. Yep. I've written on those.
I only remember that
a few times.
To be honest with you, I only remember that because of the movie The Fugitive. Mm. It said,
you can watch that in a long time.
That's a great film.
Yeah.
It said, who has an L? We have an L. And, you know, it was in Chicago. So we have an L. It said, yeah, we have an L. And I knew there was an L.
And there's the baby, the little kid.
Those are some scenes that were kind of cut, but they kept them in, which was cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was so good. Oh, look at that.
Look at that turkey. Man, that pie.
That's making, so pretty. Speaking of pretty.
She was in some other stuff, too.
Yeah, she was. I don't remember what, but she was. She was beautiful. I say was. She may still be. I don't know.
That's funny. He's thinking about being home, and then all of a sudden he starts laughing at all the fun memories he had with Del with
that
all the crazy stuff that happens.
You start looking back, like, you know what, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it was funny if we look at that. See, when everything's fine, we can laugh at it now because we're all right.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Here we go. I like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's hard. I saw this, at least the second half of it, when I was 14. I remember it was the week of Thanksgiving, and this part got to me so hard.
And he starts putting some things together. It's like, haven't been home in years, and talk about, you know, missing his wife. And he's like,
it really
wait a minute.
It makes you think that you start feeling with your heart and treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, that's the way, you know how I am. Mm-hmm. I have to say this to people all the time. There are ones who are kind of rude and curt because like, oh, they're so this, they're so, yeah, I know, but, you see, it kind of hits him in the gut.
So it's been like 8 years. His wife passed away. He's been like a traveling salesman, just living off of the sales. And
yeah, that's hard.
And the hotels.
And the thought of him being without his wife for just a couple of days, and he's been more than he can bear. And you can understand it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I like this song.
Suddenly, Dale makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't stand to go to that home and be by yourself, so he probably sold his house and everything, and it just like, yeah. I'm a traveling salesman. That's just what I do. I don't.
Well, lucky guy, Neil. Yeah. But it does have that street like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see the differences between the Home Alone house because you don't have that curved driveway up the front there. But otherwise, that's very much the same style.
It has to be the same builders or something.
Yeah. Same neighborhood, at least.
Yeah. It looks like it's real close to the Ferris Bueller, too.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, he's popular. That guy over there. He was on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Little Seth. See, it's a good thing he did go get him and bring him home.
Yeah.
If they had that other story in there. Especially.
If they'd have done that subplot where she thought he was off cheating and telling weird stories about this guy.
Me with you.
And you can just see it, like all the memories must be going through his face. But
That's such a great film.
Yeah. So that was 1987's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles from the collection of John Hughes.
That's right.
All the many things he did.
The very few written, directed, and produced by the man.
Oh. Because we're using the streaming service, it's about to try to force us to watch Home for the Holidays. There we go. All righty. And I've already gone through some spiritual lessons we get through the film when I thought one was somewhat appropriate or was just trying to share stuff along the way. Anything you'd like to add that you think is a good lesson from this film?
Well, I believe I've shared some of it already, but to think of others the way you want to be treated, treat them. And yes, people can annoy us. I get annoyed a lot. Yep. And sometimes I have people call me an awful lot. And it doesn't bother me. I can do it. But there are times like this last week, I was so super busy, and I still am, but so super busy, and different people were calling me because they needed to talk or whatever, and I could have gotten frustrated, and instead I stopped I prayed, did what the Lord needed me to do, and you know what? It ended up being a great blessing. Though at the time, it was frustrating at the moment.
You're trying to get something done.
And then I kept thinking, you know what, Lord, for whatever reason, you're wanting me to stop for a moment. And you know what ends up usually happening for me personally? What ends up happening is God has a reason for it, mm-hmm. and more great things happen better later if I just take my time, because it's not going to be finished in my time, but in God's.
Yeah. And it does, you know, remind me, like, I can be a lot.
Oh, me too.
I can be a lot to deal with.
Me too. Even for me.
That's even one of the things when with my farewell thing, when I was at KQ2, the last day that I was there, I wanted to say goodbye to everybody. So I sent out a big staff email. I said, thank y'all for putting up with my high energy level or whatever. You know, I know I'm kind of energetic and I'm a lot, but thanks for putting up with and having fun with me anyway. And so. So, yeah, sometimes you have to take a step back and look at yourself and say, yeah, I'm probably not always up fun in games, although Heather seems to not mind. She's grating over there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I annoy the heck out of her because she has to live with me.
I'm sure I do. Yeah. Everybody can, especially when you're not in the mood.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their moods, and when everyone's got their own mindset and their own, I like to say mindset, but really I mean their own beat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if one person's listening to, and I'm not a rap guy, okay, but if one person's listening to rap and others listening to classical music, they're just on a different rhythm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It's just different.
Yeah, they're just different. Everybody's kind of unique in their own way.
That's it.
Yep.
So that's what
it is. Just learn to be patient. Even when bad things are happening, try to be patient because you can make it worse.
And
that's the lesson Steve Martin's character in this.
And maybe God wants us to get to know those people so we can think, maybe not like them, but think the way they think for just a moment, kind of see things in a different manner, different viewpoint.
And you have to think of it. There's a difference between somebody who is genuinely a nice and, you know, good person who screws everything up, but they're a good person. They just, you know, accidentally, you know, they're not meaning to screw it up, versus somebody who is purposefully trying to wreck things.
Yeah.
Learn the difference. And okay, let's learn who's actually a toxic person. Because sometimes somebody is trying to wreck your life, but they're coming off at you. Oh, and making everything seem great. And sometimes a really super nice person just keeps screwing up, and they can, you just have to have patience. Like, well, even a nice person screws some stuff up is better than a toxic person who acts and makes everything seem like they're okay.
I had a talk recently with someone who was saying that certain people do that stuff on purpose. I said, maybe, but you need to think for just a moment. Maybe you're just looking at it the way you're used to things instead. Yeah. Because we don't always know. For instance, they were talking about people who are sometimes so depressed. And I says, maybe you just haven't been depressed like them. Maybe you're not going through the same things they're going through. You gotta think we're all on different levels of things.
And
we've all been raised different, too. That's another thing.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something you can relate to. Somebody who's seemed okay, but was really bad underneath. Like I was talking about.
Yes. Different layers.
Yes. We won't get into it, but
Do you remember that? I don't know if you ever saw this. There's an episode of Friends where Rachel wanted to surprise everyone and make a layer cake or whatever.
She got the recipes mixed up.
And she ended up putting like a truffle. It was some kind of meat.
It was
or
truffle
something.
Mixed and with some meat and stuff.
And it was what I loved about it. Joey
was like, oh, this is great.
He goes, you know, whipped cream, good. He goes, chocolate, good. He goes, meat, good. He says, ugh, sounds so gross.
Oh, there was actually something. There's a pretty fun YouTube channel called My So-Called Gen X Life. And she's been playing, like, putting together the different ads. And there was an old ad that do you remember the ad where a guy, he's on the roof of a building. He tips over a ketchup bottle.
That's
Joey.
Yeah, I remember it.
I didn't remember it was Joey until I was like, oh my goodness.
You remember the,
oh, here he is. The guy's still looking at the ads. Oh, and he's got his Thanksgiving dinner. Oh my goodness.
He's got a whole turkey.
And he's still looking at it. Oh, you know, I don't know if I ever watched the end of the credits of this see this scene. Oh my goodness.
Poor guy. He just can't decide.
Oh, that's great. My goodness.
I'll tell you something else he was saying. Do you remember the when Cherry 7-Up came out and they was trying to sound like every step you take? But it was similar. That's Joey.
That was Joey LeBlanc. Too. Oh my goodness.
Matt LeBlanc.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's going to about wrap it up here for watching movies with my pastor.
There you go.
That's part of the Neverland Podcast Network, found at neverlandpodcast.com. If you enjoy this show, check out other shows that's on there. And I promise the Fandom Nexus will be back with a big extravaganza 500th episode and something very special for Christmas that I'm working on. It's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of other people, hopefully, to get this going together. And
oh, 500 shows.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I gotta get working on that. It's the one thing I'll say, when you are feeling depressed, it is hard to get motivated to do stuff, and you get bored with things quick.
And you have every intention of doing it, but somehow it's like, I will, but I can't. I don't know. It's like, you really honestly,
fun things, it's normally like playing video games. It's like,
I swear, I promise, it's like, I want to do this. I got it. Yeah. I can't make myself do this sometimes. I'm doing better now.
Those of you who listen to all the shows, that's why there's been some delay and stuff. But this kind of helped that I was like, okay, I can do this with Philip. And that'll make it more fun and able to get through this. Plus, I'm starting to get some hope that things are moving along, although it could take up to 6 weeks to get a teaching certificate.
And I'll say this to y'all. Y'all may not know this about me. I went for over 6 years without being on drive. Mm. I've gone for about 7 or 8 years. Well, I've gone 8 years without a vehicle of my own. I now have a vehicle of my own, so I was able to drive here today.
Yeah.
And
Saves me a lot of time because I got to set up our little studio here.
I say this to y'all who feel depressed or whatever. Sometimes it feels like God has taken something out of your life and you don't understand it. But just because it's out of your life for now doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. I was told by someone in my life at one time that you're never going to be able to drive again. You have to accept it. You're never going to have a vehicle again. You just need to accept the reality of things. And I said this at the time, but I'll be honest with you. I didn't know if I really was believing this. I mean, I knew it was true, but I said, only God knows the truth. No. Only God knows everything. Only God knows the truth. But even when I said, I thought, this person's probably right. I'll probably never do these things again. But I kept my faith in God. Now things are getting better, even though I'm still not 100%. But God is in charge. So if you're feeling depressed right now,
if you're like Dell and you've had something gone wrong, you think you know life's just down the tubes.
Yes, never give up on hope because God will be the one who leads us and guides us.
He might run you into somebody like Neil who's really uptight, but
that's right.
You never know. It'll change your life.
You guys can balance each other out.
See how tight that is.
That's right. No matter if you're trying to get on a plane, a train, or an automobile,
there you go.
God be the one to take you from here to there.
Get on the highway to heaven.
That's it. That's it.
That's a different show.
That's
right.
I had to get it. It was funny. That's funny. I don't care who you are. But that's going to wrap up our show for this month. Next month, we'll have to watch something Christmas next month. You know what? We could watch Scrooge
together. Scrooge.
That's another one of the movie you introduced me to. So it's a fantastic old musical. And it's like a what?
I'll watch it with you.
Okay. And Heather says she's going to watch. I'm going to mic her up then too.
She'll
watch it with us. It'll be great. See you next month. And we'll see you again at the movies.
At the movies.